You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because abusers, you will hear their voices at the most random time. And only a person who's been verbally abused, physically abused, can understand where I'm coming from. And it is a deep healing exercise where you go and take that younger you, that inner child, and you hug them and say, your voice matters. You are valid. Your emotions matter. What happened to you? I understand why you're upset. Embrace the person that's staring back at you, flawed, real, and absolutely worth listening to. And that is the work that we're doing today. Hello, welcome back, y'all, to another Moment with Joy. And it's a beautiful day today. It's beautiful. And one thing I'm learning, y'all, this is what I'm learning, that when you wake up, you have to say that today is a great day. Not today's going to be, today will be, I hope you have. No, today is a great day. When you say grand risings and all those beautiful things to your people, and I heard people hate hearing it nowadays, grand risings, but I say good day, great day, and all the things, and today feels good, okay? And that's what I'm telling you, to wake up and speak life over your day. Use your voice to do so, okay? So what are we doing? Today is a great day. It's a beautiful day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be on earth one more time, okay? This is a Moment with Joy. And I am Joy, if this is your first time, your guide, your healer, the soul coach, all the things. And I'm here to help you uncover the power of your voice and embrace your truth, okay? And today, before we get started, I need you to what? Subscribe to the channel and send this video to five people. Send it to five people because we're dropping love today. We're pouring love. We're watering your garden today. Okay. And y'all know this episode in this pot, not this episode, but this podcast is created to help you get to the best version of yourself, to heal, to evolve and transform in a sacred space. Okay. And if nobody's told you today, I love you. I see you. I feel you. And in the comments, put some things in the comments, y'all. Let me know that you're loving these videos. Let me know how they're helping you. Okay. And before we start too, y'all, if you don't have your journal, go get it. Because I need y'all to write what's being said in this episode today. I need you to write it down. There are going to be some things that you're going to have to remember. There are going to be things that you need to go back and refresh your brain on, your spirit. Okay. So today, we are diving into a theme called finding your voice, overcoming fear, and speaking up authentically. Okay? And I'm going to give ways to do that. How we can start using our voice, because life happens to us and we go silent. And I mean, even just the small things like, how are you today? I'm fine. No, you're not. Not for real. And when I ask people how they doing, I really want to know the truth. I really kind of, and I'm one of those people that's like, what do you mean you're fine? And people always say, you really want to go that deep? I do. And I think people have muted themselves because they're afraid of what the response will be when they tell the truth. And this episode is going to help us unpack some things and start speaking how we really, really feel. We're going to start using our voice. So the first thing I want to talk about is understanding the impact of past experiences. And I'm going to ask some questions and hopefully I'm going to go, of course, this is an episode, so I'm going to go pretty fast, but please go back and pause, write the question down in your journals, write the question down and answer it later. Okay. Answer those questions later, because they're going to help you dig deep into, am I using my voice? Am I speaking up? Okay. So this first one, the impact and understanding the impact of past experiences. Have you ever felt silenced or misunderstood in the past? Have you ever felt silenced or misunderstood in the past? How did those experiences shape your current relationship with speaking your truth? So I want you to reflect on a time when you held back from expressing yourself out of fear of being misunderstood. Here's a question. What emotions surfaced during that experience? Think back to a time when you felt like your voice didn't matter or it wasn't heard. Let yourself feel those emotions, the hurt, the frustration, the longing to be understood. It's okay to acknowledge that pain. And guess what we're going to do? Let it go. It's okay to acknowledge the pain and let it go. Understanding the impact of past experiences on our current behaviors is beneficial, and it is crucial for your growth and for your healing. Reflecting on moments when we felt silenced or misunderstood can help us recognize how those experiences have shaped our relationship with speaking our truth and speaking up for ourselves. When we hold back from expressing ourselves out of fear of being misunderstood, a range of emotions can surface, such as fear, frustration, sadness, and a sense of isolation. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because in that relationship, when you really want to say something, but you're afraid and you don't say nothing, and that person keeps doing it over and over again, frustration pops up, sadness pops up, and then you feel like, I'm alone in this. He don't even care. She don't even care about how I feel, because you haven't spoke up. And these emotions will arise, and guess what they do? They create barriers to your authentic self. Okay? And they can create barriers to you expressing yourself authentically, and may lead to self-doubt, or the reluctancy to just share your thoughts and feelings openly. And we're not doing that today. We're going to move past that, okay? So remembering a time when you felt like your voice didn't matter or wasn't heard is a powerful exercise as well in acknowledging your own emotional experiences. It's important to allow yourself to feel emotions, y'all. They do not feel good when they rise up. They hurt. It can make you frustrated. It can make you confused. And all you want to do is be understood. And by recognizing and validating these feelings, you can begin to release any lingering pain and resentment associated with those past experiences. So visualizing giving your younger self a big hug and reassurance that their voice is valuable and worthy of being heard can be deeply healing. And it is a deep healing exercise where you go and take that younger you, that inner child, and you hug them and say, your voice matters. You are valid. Your emotions matter. What happened to you? I understand why you're upset. And by offering compassion and understanding to your past self, you can start to nurture self-acceptance and self-empowerment in the present moment. Embracing your worth and acknowledging the importance of your voice is a significant step towards reclaiming your power and speaking your truth authentically. So as we go through this, right, I want you to imagine giving your younger self a big, big hug right now and telling them that their voice is valuable. Go ahead and do that. Say, your voice is valuable. Feel a sense of healing as you release all the sadness, all the resentment from your past experiences. Okay? And understand that your past experiences create who you are now. And guess what? You don't have to do the things that you used to do. We can take the pen and we can rewrite a new story. In that new relationship, guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to take that resentment into this new one. We're going to keep it back there. We're going to heal from it and we're going to move forward, right? So no more lingering sadness or resentment from past experiences. We're going to walk into this newness brand new. Okay? Speak up for yourself. However you feel, open up that throat and say it. Okay? No more holding back. What's number two? Exploring fear and self-silencing. Because we do silence ourselves. What fears or limiting beliefs hold you back from speaking up and sharing your thoughts openly? That's a question. You got to write it down. How does the fear of being misunderstood impact your willingness to express your authentic self? So what I want you to do is close your eyes and take a deep breath. What does fear feel like in your body? So take a deep breath. And what does fear feel like in your body? Is it a tightness in your chest? Is it a knot in your stomach? Allow yourself to sit with those feelings without judgment, knowing that it's okay to feel scared sometimes. And my spiritual mom always says something. She's not scary. She's scared. When people get, they're not scary. They're afraid of something. Okay? And fear and self-silencing can be powerful inhibitors that prevent us from expressing our true thoughts and feelings. These internal barriers often stem from a fear of judgment, rejection, and misunderstanding, because we all hate to be misunderstood. We feel something and we want the person, especially the ones we love, to understand, like, you know me. You understand why I feel this way. And when we allow these fears to control us, we may hold back our authentic selves, our true emotions, denying the world the opportunity to hear our unique perspectives and insights. The fear of being misunderstood can be paralyzing. It can stop a person in the middle of a sentence the moment they feel that they're not being heard. It can create a barrier between our inner thoughts and the external world, leading us to self-censor and withhold our true feelings. This fear may stem from past experiences of being dismissed or invalidated, causing us to doubt the validity of our voice. And your voice is what? Valid. It's valid. When we experience fear, it often manifests physically as sensations of tightness, tension, or discomfort in our bodies. These sensations can be overwhelming and may trigger a fight or flight response, urging us to retreat into silence and self-preservation. And yeah, and I've been there myself, and I know a ton of you have. You're expressing yourself, you're thinking that whoever's listening is getting it, and then they be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Instantly, I know me, I'm going to shut down. I'm going to shut down, because I'm like, you know what? Why talk when I'm talking to a brick wall? That's a lot of us, right? We're listening, y'all. Speak your truth no matter what. Your feelings are valid. And by acknowledging and accepting these feelings without judgment and feeling like, well, maybe something is wrong with me. Maybe I am wrong. No. By acknowledging and accepting your feelings without judgment, we can begin to dismantle the power they have over us. In moments of fear and self-doubt, remember your voice is valid. Remember your voice is valid. Remember your emotions are valid. Remember you deserve to be heard. Embrace the discomfort, embrace the butterflies and the shaky hands as signs of courage and resilience, and keep moving. By acknowledging your fears and pushing past them, you empower yourself to speak your truth with authenticity and conviction. Okay? So take a deep breath, y'all. Stand tall on the stage of your own life and let your voice ring out in love, with wisdom. Responding and not reacting. You are brave enough to overcome your fears and share your thoughts openly in a safe space. Embrace your vulnerability as a strength. And remember that your words have the power to inspire, to connect, and to uplift those around you. Speak up and speak out, and trust in the importance of your voice. So picture yourself on that stage ready to speak your truth, or picture yourself in that argument, that disagreement, ready to speak your truth. Feel the butterflies in your stomach, right? Your hands may be shaking. You may be feeling like, I know they're going to misunderstand me, because that's what our past will tell us. And take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be a little embarrassed. I am a human, full-fledged in my humanness. But I'm going to be brave enough to speak up anyway because I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I'm being treated. And nobody should stay in a situation where you betray yourself for someone else. So on the stage of your own life, take power over you and speak up for you, whether you're afraid of the reaction or not. You're brave enough to speak up anyway. This life is yours. Nobody else's. Okay? So say, write that down. I'm speaking up for myself no matter what. I'm speaking my truth no matter what. Whether you understand it or not, I'm going to speak my truth. Okay? No more self-silencing. No more being quiet to make everyone else feel comfortable when you're uncomfortable. No more. Today it ends. Okay? Thank you. I hear y'all. What else are we doing? Identifying patterns of self-silencing. You got to identify the patterns. Are there reoccurring situations or relationships where you tend to silence your voice or thoughts? What triggers these moments of self-silencing? In what ways do you internalize the voices of past silencers, abusers, or naysayers? And how does that affect your self-expression? Think about the times when you held back speaking your mind because you were afraid of how others would react. What situations or relationships tend to trigger those moments for you? Self-silencing can be a common behavior that many individuals struggle with, often stemming from criticism, rejection, and invalidation. By reflecting on your own patterns of self-silencing, you can begin to understand the triggers and dynamics that lead you to hold back your voice and thoughts in certain situations or relationships. Consider the recurring situations or relationships where you tend to silence yourself. What fears and insecurities arise in these moments that make you hesitant to speak up?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Specific triggers or cues that remind you of past experiences where your voice was devalued. It's important to recognize how the voices of past silencers, abusers, and naysayers may still influence your self-expression today. I know for a fact that on my healing journey, I had to definitely change the voices in my spirit, in my head, to my voice, to God's voice. Because abusers, you will hear their voices at the most random time. And only a person who's been verbally abused, physically abused, can understand where I'm coming from. You will hear their voices at a random time. You could be triggered randomly and it will remind you of the moment where you were devalued. And I told a story of me cooking a dinner after he asked me to cook the dinner and he never showed up for the dinner and came home and told me that I was wrong. Well, you shouldn't have cooked that. Well, all the excuses in the world, devalued. So when someone doesn't show up for me, guess what? Trigger. I feel like I can't speak up because I feel like I did something wrong when I did not. And that's the manipulation of the abuser mindset, y'all. So we have to start what? Silencing the lies and turning up the truth. Okay? We have to start silencing the abuser voice, the past silencers voice, the naysayers that are still influencing our self-expression today. it took me a while to remember what I sound like. It's going to take some time for you to get your voice back, but guess what? It is possible. Internalized negative messages can create self-doubt and inhibit your ability to fully express yourself in a genuine, true way. By acknowledging these influences, guess what? You can begin to challenge and reframe the beliefs that limit your voice. And as much as it hurts to go back, because half the time, you can't even believe you listen to some of the things that are in your spirit and got embedded in your spirit that we had to really release and let go of. But you could do it. And I want you to think back to times when you held back from sharing your thoughts or feelings out of fear of judgment or rejection. Because I never spoke up because I knew that they would make up something that I would go, oh, well, that does sound about right. And make me feel like I was in the seat of the one that was doing wrong. So what emotions were present in those moments of self-silencing where you didn't speak up? And by identifying these triggers, guess what you can do? You can start to cultivate self-awareness and compassion for yourself, and you can start speaking up for yourself. So I want you to imagine yourself by a cozy campfire in the woods, which symbolizes your inner voice, this cozy camp, this bright light. And listen to the crackling flames that represent your thoughts and feelings waiting to be expressed, and allow yourself to bask in the warm glow of yourself. Give yourself permission right now to speak up and let your voice be heard. Remember, and this is my message to you, your voice is valuable and deserves to be heard. Let go of the past silencers, the abusers that silenced your voice and made you feel like your voice was not valid, and embrace the courage to speak your truth and share your authentic self with the world. By practicing self-compassion and self-acceptance, guess what you could do? You can nurture a sense of empowerment and reclaim your voice and take it back in a way that honors you and your worth. You are valuable. Trust in the power of your voice and the strength that comes from embracing your authentic self. That's who you are. A light, a warm light to the world. And guess what? Your emotions and your feelings that you've been waiting to express, give yourself permission to express them, no matter what anybody thinks about it. And do it in love and wisdom. Let me always tie it up in that, because we're not out here just talking reckless. In love and wisdom. How can I do that, Joy? You have to embrace vulnerability and authenticity. Do you know who you are? What would it feel like to speak your truth without fear, judgment, or misunderstanding? Have y'all ever been in that space? A safe space where you, whatever you said was taken with love, with understanding, without judgment? I want you to visualize yourself expressing your thoughts and emotions in the most free way you can. Take a moment to be real with you first. What does that look like? Embrace the messy parts, the imperfect parts, the vulnerable parts, the raw emotions. Because when we are insecure, those emotions can sound all over the place. But guess what? That's where your true voice lies. That's where it is. Right in the midst of vulnerability is your authentic self. And it's a powerful, powerful place to be. Okay? It requires courage to be open and honest with you and others. To show your true self without fear of judgment or rejection. And when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you open the door to genuine connections, deep relationships, and personal growth. Y'all ever did that? You finally got past it. You spoke your truth and tears started to flow. And not only from you, but from the person that's hearing you. It's a deeper relationship that's being created and cultivated in that moment. And guess what? This is for free. And if it's not, if you're always met with, oh, you crazy, you confused, you're delusional, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't get that, I don't know why you felt that way. If you're not met with love, understanding, and unconditional love being applied, I think it's time to step away, take a break, take a breath from that situation and find you a safe space to grow. Find you a safe space to evolve. find you a loving space to evolve, because that one might not be it, sis. That one might not be it, bro. So imagine a world where you can speak your truth freely, where you can share your thoughts and emotions without holding back due to the fact that this person in front of me might not get it, due to the fact that they may manipulate me into thinking something totally different other than what I know is true. Visualize yourself being fully authentic, expressing your ideas, feelings, and beliefs with clarity and confidence. Picture yourself embracing all parts of you, every beautiful, imperfect layer that is perfect all in itself. Your strengths, your weaknesses, the quirks, the vulnerabilities, the insecurities, all the things, without shame or hesitation. I want you to take a moment to reflect on what it means to you to be authentic. What it means to be open and free to express and open this heart center and let people in. What does it mean to you? These feelings are what make you human. They are what make you real. And when you look in the mirror, see beyond a physical reflection. You are an energetic, deep well of energy, light, and love. See the depth of your experiences and the beauty in your authenticity. Remember, and this is for you, being authentic doesn't mean being perfect. I'm gonna say that again. Being authentic doesn't mean being perfect. It means being your true self and true to yourself, owning your story and living with integrity. Your voice matters, your story is important, and your presence in this world is what valuable. Embrace your authenticity, embrace your vulnerability, and embrace the journey of becoming the most genuine version of yourself, no matter what anybody says. And no longer let the past rule what's happening now. You are enough. Your authenticity is your superpower. Embrace it, own it, and shine brightly as the beautifully, imperfect, wonderfully unique individual that you are. I want you to visualize yourself standing in front of that mirror, looking into your own eyes. See the strength and beauty in your vulnerability reflected back at you. I want you to write down all the things that you see. All the things. I mean, if they're good, bad, imperfect, whatever it is. Embrace the person that's staring back at you, flawed, real, and absolutely worth listening to. And that is the work that we're doing today. Okay? Accept who you are, every layer, everything. Okay? Next is moving forward with empowerment. That's how we're going to get our voice back. We got to move forward and be empowered while we're doing it. What steps can you take to start reclaiming your voice and speaking up for what you believe in? How can you shift the narrative from fear of being misunderstood to embracing the power of your unique perspective and experiences? Moving forward with empowerment is about recognizing your inner strength, reclaiming your voice, and standing up for what you believe in. It involves taking intentional steps to assert yourself, share your perspective, and make positive impact through your actions and your words. To start reclaiming your voice and speaking up for what you believe in, consider the following steps. Write these down, y'all. Write them down in your journal. Reflect on your values and beliefs. Take time to clarify what's important to you and what you stand for. Understanding your core values will give you a strong foundation for speaking up authentically for you. Number two, practice self-expression. Start by expressing your thoughts and opinions in safe environments, such as with close friends or a supportive group. Gradually expand your comfort zone to speak up in other settings. Okay? Number three, educate yourself. Gain knowledge about the topics you are passionate about and the causes you support. Being well-informed will boost your confidence when sharing your perspective with other people. Okay? Number four is take small actions. Begin by taking small steps to assert yourself, such as asking questions, sharing your ideas in meetings, okay? Or engaging in conversations that matter to you. So this is not just in relationships. I think as a child, when we're told to hush, be quiet, it grows into our adulthood. And not only does that stop us from speaking up in relationships, but it also stops us speaking up in life, period. I just remember my dad's a pastor, and I remember, and I've told this story before, but my sister and I used to sing, and I always used to just be like, you talk first. You go do the talking part. I do the singing part. You do the talking part. And I silenced my voice for years, because I didn't think it was valuable. I didn't think I had what the world needed, to be honest, when that was far from the truth. Because look at me today, speaking up, speaking out, and tons of people are being healed and transformed by my voice. And I thank God every day for instilling me with the gifts and instilling me with the words to share with the world. And the same can go for you too. Once you start to learn where it got silenced, turn that thing around for your good and start speaking your truth. Okay? Shifting the narrative from fear of being misunderstood to embracing the power of your unique perspective and experiences involves you reframing your mindset. Instead of focusing on potential criticism or rejection, guess what we're doing? Concentrate on the value you bring through your individuality and lived experiences. So I want you to picture yourself in a sunny meadow, this beautiful garden, y'all. This green lushness, trees, birds, butterflies, everything everywhere. Feeling empowered and confident. And as you walk, notice how the world around you seems to respond to your energy. The flowers bloom brightly, the birds singing louder, symbolizing the impact of your voice and presence. I want you to carry that sense of empowerment with you throughout your day. Remember that your voice is valuable, your perspective is important, and your experiences are unique, and the world needs to hear them. Embrace the strength within you to speak up, to be heard, and make a difference, both in your life and in the life of others. And this message is for you. Okay, you have a powerful voice. You have a unique perspective that deserves to be heard. Trust in your abilities now. Embrace your authenticity and step forward in confidence. Your voice has the potential to create positive change in the world, not just in the room you're in the world. So as you picture yourself in that sunny meadow, feeling the sense of empowerment going all through your veins, notice how everything in the universe starts to move with you. I want you to carry that with you every single day and remember that your voice matters. You are strength. You are power. And you have the strength and the power to speak up and be heard. You're going to make a difference. And you can say that now. I'm going to make a difference. My voice will make a difference. My voice is valuable. Okay? And I hope everything that I've said, you guys have written down in your journals, and you're going to remember. And before we go, and as I wrap this up, y'all, remember that your voice is a gift. It's a unique melody that only you can sing. Embrace it, share it, and let it ring out. I want to thank you guys for joining me, and I really hope that this message helps you tune into you. You dig deep inside yourself. You start meditating and listening to what God is giving you to say. What would you have me to say today? What would you have me to do today? And when I say what you tell me to say, to whom, God, do you have me to say it to? Your voice matters. Your emotions matter. And find safe spaces to express yourself. So when it's time to talk, you're not clenched back and holding back. Your throat chakra is open. Okay, so I thank y'all for joining me. I really hope this message has touched your hearts and your minds for you to move in courage and bravery. I see you. I love you. And until next time, peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.